Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, so amidst our Last Dance conversation and the football conversation and sports fans, no fans, and NFL owners, I got to mix this in. And I told my wife I was doing this because it was just an utterly reprehensible suggestion. So we've kind of hit the end of Netflix, right? Like, there's just no more Netflix to Netflix. We you know, I tried a few of the shows you guys had suggested. Some were good. Some were dog bleep. But, like, we're kind of at the end of it. So I said, hey, do me a favor. This was Friday night. I said, find something you want to watch. And I'm in. Just pick something. And I'll talk to you at 6. And I came downstairs, and I'm doing the show. And I come up. I'm all excited. I mean, she goes, hey, I got a movie people seem to really like. And I've never heard of it. Let's watch it. I go, I'm in. I don't even care. Don't even know what it's about. Let's sit down and watch it. We sit down. I mean, we have a beautiful dinner. We still feel like it's Friday night. You're excited, right? And I mean, I have to tell you, zero hyperbole. This is the worst film I've ever watched in my life. It was 2 hours of my life that I will be begging for on my deathbed because I wasted it watching this. It has big name actors in it. It really does. And it was dreadful. Mike, it was a movie that was weird for the sake of being weird, which I don't have tolerance for. Like, it was gratuitous in its weirdness. I watched it multiple times, turning to her in a loving and playful manner, saying, what the F are we watching? And then when the movie ends, we look at each other and both laughed, literally just laughed. I went, I'm never letting you pick a movie again. And I'm going to go pour a drink. This was awful. I'm going to tell you the name of this film, but I just don't know if anyone's seen it. It's starring Colin Farrell, Nicole Kidman. It's called The Killing of a Sacred Deer.
No.
What?
Anyone? Bueller? This movie.
Jeez.
Honestly.
Dark?
Colin Farrell and Nicole Kidman should be banned from ever appearing on any form of video format. After this, it dark, Mike. It was.
It sounds darker. I mean, that's what I'm asking. Is it kind of a?
It was trying so hard to be weird that you couldn't even appreciate the weirdness, and you just got angry.
Wow, 80% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yep.
Decent ratings.
Yep. She did her job right. She really worked hard to find like a movie we hadn't heard of.
Oh, it's a thriller slash horror. Okay.
It. Worst movie I've ever watched. Now, the good part for me, I've brokered a deal. I'm picking the next tip.
Yeah, you have to at that point. You got to leverage that out for sure.
As she basically offered it up, she goes, I'm out. I don't know what to say.
So
you pick the movies this week. Yeah. The only movie she won't watch with me was 1917.
Now, obviously, were you at least not
She's not into the war stuff.
I know you. Were you at least not too unpleasant, or were you not just the entire time saying, oh, come on, this sucks. How dare you pick
this? No. It was more like I literally turned to her and I'm like, what am I missing?
Oh, dude, everyone has that, you know, what the hell am I watching type movie with, well.
Right, and I'm like,
so true.
Am I not appreciating a truly wonderful film? Am I not smart enough? what am I missing? I kept looking at her, and I'm like, and she kept laughing. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
I wonder if we even have 10 people in Metro Detroit who've seen the killing of a sacred deer before.
Oh, my God. Now, by the way,
that's so
did you watch? Did you watch The Gentlemen?
No, I need to, though. I that's one of the
do
things.
Do it.
Dude, I've been, obviously, Billions,
do
obviously,
it.
Last Dance.
I know.
I'm finishing, by the way, believe it or not, a series that I never finished binge-watching, and I am finishing it as we speak every single night. That would be a series by the name of Breaking Bad. So I'm finally getting around to finishing Breaking Bad. Don't spoil it.
You know what's funny? No, I won't spoil it, but you and my wife are both watching that for the first time damn near at the same time.
Oh, wow. I'm almost through season 3.
Out of five. Have you encountered Hector Salamanca yet?
I'm sure I have.
You know him if you have.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. But yeah, that worst movie, like, what is the worst movie your spouse has ever suggested that you watch? And I mean, I have got immense movie capital right now in this household.
And that's a great question, too, because I think everyone has had that what the bleep am I watching type thing where you're just staring at the screen and it's like, what the hell?
Oh, it was unbelievable.
What the hell is this?
It was unbelievable. 248-539-9797. Do you want me to just go to the people? Let's go to the people. We have people calling in about The Last Dance. We got the what did my wife do to me with the movie suggestion. Lots to do. Let's go to my man Dre in Southfield, 97.1. What's up, Dre?
What's up, Mike?
Dre, nice to hear from you. What's going on, man?
Yeah. So, as I've said many times, I'm silly days. I'm 26. And so, like, I'm a basketball junkie, but then again, you know, I was a small child during this era. And so, like, there are, like, things that you guys say are surface level that you want them to dig deeper on. Well, that's newer stuff to me, you know, like, you know, finding out about the Jordan Rules book. When I heard the words Jordan Rules, I always thought about the actual Jordan Rules, the Pistons beating him up, him getting knocked down to the ground, you know, losing to us in 88, 89, and 90. So, like, those are small things that I am finding interesting. You know, I did know about his father's passing. I did hear about Jordan's gambling. But, you know, hearing about him being involved with, you know, so-called shady guys, even though they didn't go really deep into it, that's still new to me. So I've been able to find things that have been interesting throughout this documentary. I've been pretty locked in. You know, I enjoy finding out how much of a crazy guy Dennis Rodman was, you know, in terms of, you know, him being connected to Madonna and Carmelo Electra. That's cool for people like me, you know what I'm saying, at my age.
I got you.
So, you know, yeah, it's interesting. But let me make this comment just from a basketball standpoint. And, you know, I'm a LeBron fan, and I'm not about to make a comparison. I'm not trying to make this a comparison type topic. But one thing I find really, like, incredible is – you know how people say, oh, James Harden may be the best offensive player ever, you know, with his skill set and how he's revolutionized the game, or Kevin Durant, et cetera.
Which I, by the way, I totally disagree with that take, but so be it.
Yeah, I don't agree with it either. But watching Jordan's highlights in slow motion, I think King Smith said it best, and it's so smooth, is that he was the perfect combination of the best athlete to ever play in the NBA at the time and the most fundamental sound. Watching him play was like poetry in motion. And for me, as a 26-year-old guy who didn't watch it live, I used to be LeBron's the GOAT. You know, like more of a biased type view. But even myself, I got to say, wow, this guy truly was incredible. And I see why for guys like you who've seen him and guys afterwards, we're like, I don't think you guys understand. You know, this guy was on a different level.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. And I mean, like, I love it, too. And they're like, oh, my God, Jordan's so petty. And it's like, yeah, that's what all-time great athletes are. That pettiness is what gives you these ghosts to chase. That's why, you know, LeBron James, after doing the things he's done, it's still not enough, wants more. Like, that's the deal. That's just what it's about. You have to be petty. Anyone who's truly successful at business has an element of petty. The slightest offense will fuel, like, the greatest action. But yes.
All right, we got a lot of movies coming in now, too, Mike. I got to read some of these.
Jesus.
I'm sorry. Worst movie.
No.
Under the Skin with Scarlett Johansson, my wife made me watch. It was beyond horrible. Prisoners with Hugh Jackman. I was forced to watch this. It was the most uncomfortable movie I have ever seen. From my wife, House of a Thousand Corpses.
Nope, that's a Rob Zombie film, isn't it? Or is it The Hills Have Eyes? Can't do it. Too scary. Can't be a part of that.
Worst movie, Somewhere in Time. Corniest movie ever.
But see, this film, she didn't try to hurt me. Like, she didn't try to get me to watch one of those sappy films. This was like, hey, this is supposed to be a legitimately good movie, a thriller. Let's watch it. Yeah. So, like, I get it. Like, a lot of guys, your wife, when it's her movie pick, you're dead. You're DOA. Yeah. We're not like that. Like, I've watched a couple movies without her. Like, she didn't want to watch 1917. All right, see you in 3 hours. I do.
Yeah.
And she watches her own stuff. But this movie, The Killing of a Sacred Deer, I mean, wow. Was that the worst movie I've ever seen in my life?
Well, and we're seeing actually some identical ticket texts coming in from various phone numbers here. I've seen Killing of a Sacred Deer. I thought it was fantastic personally. Check out The Lobster, same director. And there's another ticket text. I've seen the Deer movie. I kind of liked it. But if you want another weird Colin Farrell flick, try The Lobster. Lighter than the previous one from Greg. A lot of people texting about The Lobster. Same type of movie as you just watched, apparently.
Help me understand here. Wait a second. How does one like that film when one cannot make sense of said film? I don't want to ruin it for anybody. It's why I'm not telling you the various reasons I hated it. I don't want to ruin it, but Mike, I'll tell you off the air and you'll be like, you
well,
what?
It looked like it was something with a cardiovascular surgeon or I'd read
something.
He's
a cardiovascular surgeon. He's kind of got like this perfect life, but he's a weirdo. And like his wife, Nicole Kidman, is kind of a robot and he's got two kids. And then he I'm starting to give the plot away. Let me leave this alone.
Leave it alone.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, we're leaving that alone. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.